We have more details now about the most recent mass shooting, this time at Michigan State University. Three people are dead. Five more people were hospitalized for their injuries. Authorities say the suspect has also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And this mass shooting, well, it's the 67th this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. That's more mass shootings than days in 2023. Colin Jackson of the Michigan Public Radio Network attended the press conference and joins us now. Good morning, Colin.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So at this morning's press conference, we learned that the people who were killed and wounded during last night's shooting were all students. Do we know anything more about them?
So the victims have not been identified yet. Authorities say they want to notify the families first before releasing more information to the public. We did find out where exactly the deaths occurred. Two of the students died at an academic hall, and one died after a shooting at the MSU Student Union a little bit later. As far as the five students, they're still in critical condition. Medical staff told us today that it was really too early to tell. Mm-hmm. Four of them needed surgery, and that's what we've been told so far.
What about the suspect? He took his life after an encounter with the police. What can you tell us about him?
So the suspect, we know he's a 43-year-old male. We know that a citizen called in after police released a picture last night around 11 o'clock or so after their 11 o'clock press conference. Interim Deputy Police Chief Chris Rosman, he said that was instrumental in locating the suspect. During this press conference, he was asked if there was any indication why he committed this crime.
We had the same question last night, and we have the same answer this morning. We have absolutely no idea what the motive was at this point. We can confirm that the 43-year-old suspect had no affiliation to the university. He was not a student, faculty, staff, current or previous.
So as noted, the suspect was found in Lansing away from campus. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police, we know they had a search warrant for a location, but at this point they're not confirming exactly where that location is.
So at this point we don't know the why, but we know that people have been killed and injured. How has the community reacted?
Well, this morning we heard from Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Democratic Congresswoman Melissa Slotkin, as well as local officials. The theme had been condolences for the community, but also anger that we're dealing with this again. Mm-hmm. A little under a year and a half ago, there was another shooting at Oxford High School, which is also in Congresswoman Melissa Slotkin's district, and she made it known that she was frustrated. She had to get up and give more speeches about another act of mass violence.
As the representative of Oxford, Michigan, I cannot believe that I am here again doing this 15 months later. And I am filled with rage that we have to have another press conference to talk about our children being killed in their schools.
We also heard from Dr. Denny Martin at Sparrow Hospital at that point. He also was very emotional in his remarks.
And the university is grappling with this tragedy. What are its plans in the next few days?
So there's a call for healing right now. Classes are canceled today and tomorrow, or classes are canceled through Monday. University operations are canceled through today and tomorrow. There's community centers open for resources, and that's where things are.
Colin Jackson of the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks, Colin.
Thank you.